When we listen to this first reading in this gospel passage, we might be tempted to say, boy, that's kind of depressing. You know, it starts out with Koheleth, vanity of vanities, all things are vanity. You hear our Lord giving the parable of the rich man who had the great harvest, but then he lost his life before he could even enjoy it. You might think that's kind of depressing. But these readings are warnings to us. They're warnings to us that we should not allow ourselves to be overly caught up in material wealth, to be so caught up in the things of the world that we neglect the spiritual wealth, the spiritual riches which God wants to give us. Now, these readings aren't saying we need to be poor. We need to be totally impoverished, give away everything we have. But what our Lord is saying is, take care to guard against all greed. For though one may be rich, one's life does not consist of possessions. He's warning against that. This parable especially warns, thus will it be for all who store up treasure for themselves, but are not rich in what matters to God. We need to be careful that we don't allow the things of the world to overwhelm our lives to such extent that we neglect the spiritual life. We neglect our spiritual wealth. Now, if we sat down and talked, most of you could probably tell us about the things you did yesterday for the good of earthly things. You know, the good that you did for your family, your friends, the good that you did for your job, the good that you did for yourself, especially for your physical or emotional well-being, and for your material wealth, for your material goods. You could probably tell me all about all of that. But if we asked, how many of you could talk about what you did for becoming richer in what matters to God, to developing your spiritual wealth, your spiritual riches, your spiritual life? And you know, I think most of us, we would be very uncomfortable at that point. Because we're very comfortable about talking our physical needs, our emotional needs, our material needs. But we become very uncomfortable to talking about our spiritual needs, our spiritual wealth, because we don't often think about it. We don't often think about our spiritual life, about how important it is for us to grow and develop those spiritual riches that we need. The sad part is, the spiritual life should be forefront in our minds. It should be before any physical or emotional or material needs in our lives. As St. Paul says in the second reading, if you were raised with Christ, seek what is above, where Christ is seated at the right hand of God. Think of what is above, not of what is on earth. This is describing what it means to be a disciple of Christ, to place the things of above over the things of earth. As St. Paul goes on to say, put to death the parts of you that are earthly, and instead put on the new self, which is being renewed for knowledge in the image of its creator. This is what it means to be a disciple, to put on the new self and allow ourselves to be renewed in that image and likeness of God. If you followed much of what Pope Francis has been saying in the short time he's been Pope, this is a major theme for him. A major theme for him is detachment from earthly things, from earthly wealth, setting that aside, not seeking possession for their own sake, you know, not seeking possession to increase the possessions, increase our wealth, but instead to seek the good revealed by Christ over and above the earthly goods that we hear the culture telling us that we need to be seeking. And when we do that, Pope Francis tells us, we can then serve the poor in our midst. And of course, this is something he has been very strong about, both in his words and in his actions. He has been showing us by his own example what it looks like to serve the poor in our midst. Now, we shouldn't be surprised by this. If you look at his background, you look at his history, he lived and served among the poorest of the poor. Even when he was the archbishop in Argentina, he lived among the poorest of the poor, having a very humble, simple apartment that he would then ride the bus to and from work every day. He shows us with his life what that looks like. That's the example that we are to have. When we do this, when we seek what is above, we are no longer drawn inward, but we are led outward. We are led to serve those around us, to be open to meeting others' needs, even over our own. And we are led to give without counting the cost. This is what it looks like when we seek the spiritual wealth, the spiritual riches, over the physical riches. But it also leads us to something very difficult, this constant opportunity for renewal. Because each and every one of us is constantly in need of renewing our lives, reevaluating our lives, and seeing how we are living up to being in the image and likeness of God, and constantly seeking those things in our lives that will lead us closer to Him, and placing those forefront in our lives. So tomorrow and every day, may we be able to look back and see how we are living our lives, how today we are growing in spiritual wealth, and not be as concerned about earthly things.